Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, we have with us our students from Madrasa Noor for the Blind. Inshallah, we got Hafiz Yasin. He will read inshallah a few verses of Quran Kareem, and thereafter he is basically in the third year of the Alim course, and thereafter we'll have Maulana Ibrahim, who is in the final year. He'll be qualifying this year. Inshallah, he'll read a few hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفار والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المصير. ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين. وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين. ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب من الإيمان أن يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. وبه حدثنا مسدد قال حدثنا يحيى عن شعبة عن قتادة عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعن حسين المعلم قال حدثنا قتادة عن أنس عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. باب حب الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبه حدثنا أبو اليمان قال أخبرنا شعيب قال حدثنا أبو الزناد عن الأعرج عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فوالذي نفسي بيده لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده. جزاكم الله خير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, respected brothers and elders and ulama ikram Actually, these are few students from the final year from Madrasa Noor for the Blind. Basically, we are situated in Sidara. We have 50 students in our madrasa from approximately 16 countries of the world. Alhamdulillah, there's different departments, braille department, audio department. Alhamdulillah, all the departments are functioning. Respected brothers and elders, definitely to have sight is a very, very great bounty from the sight of Allah. These students, yes, they don't have physical sight, but what they have is insight. They don't have basarat, but they have basirat. And the asal thing is basirat. Asal thing is to look at things, not with the physical eye, but to look at things with the eyes of the heart. As the Mullah Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that Allah created this world, and this world in comparison to the akhirat, is like a drop in comparison to the ocean. This world is like a drop, and akhirat is like the ocean. To see this drop, to see the things of this world, a person needs two nurs, two lights. One is the light of the eye, and the other is the light of the sun. If these two lights are not there, a person will not be able to see the physical things of this world. But to see akhirat, which is the ocean, a person needs a brighter light. And that is the light of the heart. Light of the heart, the light of iman, through the light of taqwa, as was mentioned, through the light of taqwa, a person is able to see akhirat. Nabi ﷺ made effort on the hearts of Sahaba al-Anum. Actually, we are here today, sitting in front of our mashayikh, with this intention that Allah must open up the eyes of our hearts. When Allah speaks about blindness in Quran, He doesn't speak about physical blindness. إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ Allah speaks about the non-Muslims, the kuffar. Physically, they are not blind, but their hearts are blind. Their hearts are blind. That is why we come to our mashayikh, so that the heart, the eyes of our hearts open up. Actually, once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met with Hazrat Harith ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. When he met with him, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, كيف أصبحت يا حارث بن مالك؟ What حارث بن مالك؟ How have you got up this morning? Hazrat Harith ibn Malik says, that I've got up this morning as a true believer. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every statement has a proof. What is the proof to the statement of yours that you have got up this morning as a true believer? He says, عزفت نفسي عن الدنيا وأغمأت ليلي وظهر Anyway, he says that firstly, I've detached myself from this world and I'm fasting today. I spent the night before in the worship of Allah. Then he says, وَكَأَنِّي أَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ عَرْشِ رَبِّي It is as if I'm seeing the arsh of Allah. Obviously not with the physical eye, with the eyes of the heart. وَكَأَنِّي أَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ يَتَزَاوَرُونَ As if I'm seeing the people of Jannah meeting each other in Jannah. And I'm seeing the scene of the people of Jahannam yelling and screaming in Jahannam. This was the effort that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made on the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Through the nur of the heart, they could see the akhirat. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned to him, أنت إمرء نور الله قلبك. You are such an individual that Allah has enlightened your heart. Allah has put nur in your heart. عرفت فلزم. Now that you recognize Allah, your recognition of Allah has come into your heart, now remain steadfast. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made an effort on the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And they looked at everything with the eyes of the heart. Not with the physical eyes. But they looked at it with the eyes of the heart. And that is why we come in the company of our mashayikh. To take from the nur that they have in their heart. Mashayikh, definitely they have nur in their heart. See, when a person has taqwa in his heart, he has iman, he has ta'alluq with Allah, he abstains from sin, all this brings nur in a person's heart. All this creates nur in a person's heart. And when that heart becomes munawwar, full of nur, then he said, that very nur now, when it's full in the heart, the effect of that nur is seen in the eyes. That's why they say, the nigah of the mashayikh is a very, very great thing. The tawajjuh, when they look at you with a spiritual eye, this is something which is haqq, al-aynu haqqun. It definitely is true. Then when they speak, they're not just speaking, but they're speaking with nur. Nur is emanating from the tongues, from the heart. They're speaking from their heart. So this is one of the main reasons why we come now to sit in front of our mashayikh, to get from the nur of their heart. And that is the need of each and every individual, to open up the eyes of our heart. If the eyes of our hearts are closed, then a person will not be able to see what is right and what is wrong, what is halal, what is haram, what Allah is happy with and what Allah Pak is displeased with. But when there's nur in that heart, and that nur will come through sacrifice, restraining oneself, through zikr, through amal, through salah. As-salatu nurun. Salah is nur. Ilm has nur. Every good action of deen has nur in it. And on the other hand, sin has zulmat, has darkness. Darkness within it. It gives the effect of darkness to the heart. So we have come, and that is the object of our life, how we can open up the eyes of our heart. And how we can look at things with the eyes of akhirat and get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah give me and all of us tawfiq. Actually we request the ulama ikram, the brothers, to make dua for the madrasa, for the students. Allah take them from stage to stage. And Allah give us all His marifat, give us His recognition. Allah make us His awliya'i siddiqeen, His true and close ones. Allah give us His marifat and give us His closeness, give us ability to follow the sunnah tariqah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.